either way, a big reality is that it's a hastily constructed tent structure with caged cells for up to 5,000 detainees. So detainees have complained of substandard food, large mosquitoes, overflowing toilets, scant air conditioning, lights on continuously, a lack of access to showers, and especially access to lawyers who say they're not allowed in the facility and can only engage their detainee clients by phone or Zoom.
And I gather this week you spoke with a Nicaraguan migrant inside the detention center. What did he say?
Well, he's a 21-year-old asylum seeker who says he came to the U.S. border in 2023 as a student protester fleeing Nicaragua's brutal Ortega dictatorship. He asked that his name not be used for fear of government retaliation here. He'd been arrested in Fort Lauderdale before this for improper exhibition of a firearm, but he was not convicted. So he's one of the hundreds of non-criminal migrants in Alligator Alcatraz, which is a facility that was supposedly for criminal migrants only. And he claims that after a shouting match with guards last Saturday over detainee clothing regulations, one of them called the man, who is black, the N-word, and they shackled his hands and feet.